Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Because I'm doing great and I'm very excited. So, welcome to the Novel Time Podcast. I am your host, Johnny Nepomuceno, and today we are going to talk about a very crazy, high-anticipated novel named Lord of the Flies.
All right, to give you guys some background knowledge, Lord of the Flies is a book that takes place during World War II. The boys started off in London, but since they were in fear of being bombed, like, almost every day, they had to fly away, so the parents put their boys on the plane, and they sent them away. But things went horribly wrong. The engine, one of the engines on the plane, blew out, so they crash-landed onto an island, and they were stranded for a long period of time, which they were basically on their own, surviving without any parents or anybody. So it was like every man for themselves, which ended in some casualties, but they were still able to get rescued. Alright, so in this book, we learn that the boys become savage after more period of time. They would probably be traumatized from the stuff they did and saw. If I were there, I would definitely be also. In the end, they still do get rescued. The boys on the island were ranged from 4 to 14 years of age. They started off on a good step before Ralph and Jack started having a bunch of arguments, and they eventually split off because they both had different ideas and they wouldn't get along with each other. Jack's tribe was the savage side of the group, which is a symbol of Lord of the Flies. Something that I realized reading this book was that Jack wasn't scared of the beast and that he was also the first one to become most savage. To me, this is what humans can be like, because without rules, adults, or people like the police, people can just become savage and just do whatever they want.
Today, we have a very special guest, and so we brought in the man, the myth, the legend, Ralph. Question one, hey Ralph, how was living on the island?
The island was crazy, man. My best friend died, which affected me a lot. I didn't really show my love for him.
Alright. Another question. What was your main source of survival? For example, where did you get your food and water from?
For me, I got the food from fruits on trees and some animal meat from the hunts that Jack got for us. We got our water from the lagoon kind of pool area that we had to boil to make sure it was fresh enough.
Okay, one final question. If you were able to, would you ever go on the island again?
I wouldn't want to go there, because there weren't any rules and it kind of fell apart after a while.
Okay, thank you for coming here. Bye.
Alright guys, that should be it for today's podcast. One thing that I feel like we could definitely all take away from this book is without rules and organization, that things would definitely fall apart, and I feel like that's just a main thing to realize, because it's really important nowadays, like with all the COVID stuff, and yeah. So next week's podcast is going to be about a very fun book to read, The Outsiders. It's one of my personal favorite books, so I'd just like to thank you guys for listening, and remember, stay happy and always have fun.